The Committee on Higher Education will come to order. First up, we have Senate File 3667, Senator Umu Verbane. We will be re-referring the bill to the Judiciary Committee. Senator, I believe you have a DE amendment. Would you like to move it before you present the bill?
Yes, Mr. Chair.
Senator Umu Verbane moves the A2 amendment. Any discussion? All those in favor say aye. Aye. Those opposed? The amendment is adopted. Senator Umu Verbane.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. This Delete Everything amendment is the result of some great conversations with the Office of Higher Education, the Department of Corrections, Lutheran Social Services, who's also here to testify. So just want to make sure the committee knows a lot of work has gone into getting this bill in the right shape. I'll start by just sharing a little bit more about Fresh Start. It is a one-time temporary program from the United States Department of Education to help incarcerated borrowers get their student loans out of default. And that's really important because when your loans are in default, you can't get more federal financial aid for college. It can affect your credit score. The federal government can take money out of your paycheck and your tax returns to pay your loan bill. There is more information about all of that in your packets, where you'll see a paper on the Fresh Start program. This really great one-time program is available through August 31st, 2024. So borrowers have until that date to apply for the Fresh Start program. And our staff and our agencies are working really hard to support folks through that process. But one thing that's really important to know is that once you get out of default, you then need to select an income-driven repayment program to enroll into. That's important to make sure you don't just end right back up in default where you were before applying for the Fresh Start program. And loan counseling is really crucial to help folks navigate that process and get onto these great income-driven repayment programs. The Office of Higher Education is already partnering with organizations like Lutheran Social Services to provide that loan counseling to Minnesotans who need it, and would definitely fall within that scope to support our incarcerated borrowers as well. So what this bill does is it funds the liaison from the Department of Corrections and the Office of Higher Education to really support and coordinate this work. Just some evidence of how important that is again the other paper that's in your packets, which was developed by the liaison to help our incarcerated borrowers navigate the Fresh Start program. There's a really specific script for them to use and very specific instructions for them to, you know, call and be able to access this program. Having those experts there really does matter and really does help with that coordination between the agencies and ultimately help people access these services. This bill will also instruct our agencies to develop a report to the legislature on those efforts, their efforts to help folks access the Fresh Start program and to get folks enrolled then into those income-driven repayment plans. And then it will additionally in that report require them to talk about what those outreach efforts look like, the number of incarcerated folks who've been served by this student debt counseling, and the number of incarcerated folks who have then contacted the Department of Education about enrolling in the program. So really helping us get some data around all of their efforts, who was supported, and how successful that was. And again, just want to say that this is really important for folks to continue to access higher education, to continue to better their lives. That's been the theme of a lot of my bills this year in this committee, and this is a really important step, not only accessing Fresh Start, but accessing loan counseling and that support to enroll in those income-driven repayment programs. So I'm happy to answer more questions, but I do want to make sure our testifiers get a chance to speak to the committee.
Thank you so much, Senator Umu Verbane, and we have one testifier on the list. Ms. Becky Pakarinen. Yeah, oh, sorry. Welcome. Please introduce yourself for the record and proceed.
Good afternoon, Chair, members of the committee. My name is Becky Pacarinen, and I serve as a Senior Director of Financial and Employment Services for LSS of Minnesota. LSS Financial Counseling has over 30 years of experience supporting thousands of people in Minnesota and nationwide. We have offices in Brainerd, Duluth, Virginia, Wilmer, St. Cloud, Mankato, Minneapolis, and St. Paul, and we also partner with LSS Youth Services in Rochester. Thank you for the opportunity to share our support of the amended Senate File 3667. Since March of 2020, we've been the recipient of the Office of Higher Ed's Education for Student Loan Counseling Repayment Grant, referenced in the DE amendment. During this grant time, LSS Financial Counseling has had 4,242 appointments with borrowers. Of those borrowers, 86% were 0 to 29 days delinquent when they met with a counselor, and we had 12% that were over 61 days delinquent. Of the delinquent clients, we helped 25% of them get current on their loans. When people get out of default, they're able to avoid garnishment, bank account levies, etc., which allows them to focus on their expenses and financial goals. Getting individuals in good standing with their loans has a real ripple effect on the economy. Individuals seek our services because the information about payment plans, forgiveness programs, and others is very nuanced, complicated, and not clear to borrowers. As a result of the OE grant, anyone in Minnesota can access these free and confidential services. Counselors empower borrowers to take action and improve their overall finances with a focus on bringing student loan repayment current and preventing default. Each borrower receives a personalized action plan to achieve their individual financial goals. And this is accompanied by exploring available repayment options for all student loans, determining individual borrowers' eligibility for federal repayment and forgiveness options, and establishing a budget that covers monthly expenses, including student loan payments. After meeting with the counselor, 91% reported feeling more confident regarding their payment options, and 86% felt knowledgeable regarding their student loans. We've been in discussion with OE and the DOC to understand the scope and need for this counseling to incarcerated borrowers. We are thankful for their shared interest and support to ensure they can also experience the meaningful and often life-changing benefits of financial counseling. While there remain logistics to work out or to serve incarcerated individuals, as a current recipient of OE's grant, we're committed to finding a way to help serve those individuals, ensure that they have access to enrolling in income-driven repayment plans, and keep their loans in good standing. Thank you, Senator Hoover-Vaden, for your leadership and commitment to this work, and to the committee for continued support of ensuring all Minnesota residents have access to student loan debt repayment counseling.
Thank you so much for your testimony. I see that we have Commissioner Chanel here also as well. Would you like to come up and say a couple words? Please introduce yourself for the record and proceed.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Paul Chanel, Commissioner at the Department of Corrections. Honored to be here this afternoon, mostly here to answer any questions that there may be, and what we stand in full support.
Thank you so much, Commissioner. Senator Duckworth.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I appreciate it. Just a couple of quick questions. So I noticed in the original bill, it was designed to be a grant from the Office of Higher Education to Lutheran Social Services in Minnesota to help with this issue. And now I see in the amendment that it is simply an appropriation from the general fund to the commissioner of the Department of Corrections to support a liaison position. So, I mean, I understand this correctly, that the Lutheran Social Services of Minnesota would no longer be involved in this process given the way the bill is now currently formulated. Now it is creating a position in the Minnesota Department of Corrections that would kind of serve as filling the void. Am I understanding that correctly?
Senator Mulvaney.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Senator Duckworth. So I'm happy to explain this. Originally, we were thinking about just the application for the Fresh Start program, but as I discussed, there's really two pieces to this. It's accessing Fresh Start to get out of default, and then you really need to select an income-driven repayment plan. And I would say that's the piece that requires the most support and loan counseling, the type of loan counseling that Lutheran Social Services does. Because they already are contracting with the Office of Higher Education, that can fall within the scope of the work that they're doing. So this, the way the bill was originally written wasn't really necessary. And this liaison position does already exist. It's been grant funded. the intention would be to continue some funding to at least get us through, you know, this really important upcoming deadline, because that coordination is really key between the agencies. So we reworked that because, and the commissioner can speak to this too, thanks to the support of the liaison and the great work that the staff are doing in the Department of Corrections, there's support to sort of get through Fresh Start and access that first step. There is still a need to do the loan counseling to get through enrolling in those income-driven repayment plans, and that could fall within the contract and the work that Lutheran Social Services is already doing through the Office of Higher Education.
Okay, thank you. Mr. Chair.
Senator Duckworth.
Thank you. I appreciate that. So if I understand you correctly, this position of the liaison within the Minnesota Department of Corrections already exists. This person's already there. And this would simply fund them for an additional year. Is that the, is that mentioned that correctly?
Commissioner Schnell.
Mr. Chair, Senator Duckworth, yes, this is a grant funded position. That funding is about to end. Mm-hmm. And what this would really do is create that liaison that would exist to allow for us to work with OHE and Lutheran Social Services to provide the counseling to establish this repayment plan, which is critical. Otherwise, they will end up in default again.
So, Mr.
Senator Duckworth.
You will have to forgive me. I thought I understood Senator Verbaeten to say that the position already exists, that this person exists. But now I think I heard you say that this would allow for the position to be created for this person. So is this person already on the books in existence, or are they not?
Commissioner Schnell.
Mr. Chair, Senator Duckworth, yes, the person is hired.
Okay.
However, it is grant funded and about to end. The funding is done.
Gotcha.
Senator Duckworth.
Thank you. So I noticed the appropriation's blank, but if you already have had the person hired before, do you have any idea what they generally cost per year, just to give us an idea of what we might be talking about in terms of an appropriation?
Commissioner Schnell?
Mr. Chair, Senator Duckworth, I don't know exactly what that funding is. I'm guessing somewhere in the vicinity of $65,000-$70,000 salary. I don't know exactly.
Okay.
Senator Duckworth.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I appreciate it. That gives us an idea of what we might be talking about. And I guess I appreciate the approach as it relates to this person in terms of kind of looking at the position on an annual basis, because as was mentioned before, it looks like the program, at least as it stands currently, is temporary. And so I'm sure that this has been orchestrated in a way that so long as this program is here and the need is there, the person is there to help facilitate it. But if the program goes away, then obviously that would be the case in terms of the funding as well. Okay, I see some heads nodding, so I'm satisfied, Mr. Chair. Thank you.
Thank you, Senator Duckworth. Senator Rarick.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. So just a quick follow-up question. Where did the grant money come from for this position previously, and has it been reapplied for, or is it just the grant is not available anymore from its original grantor?
Commissioner Schnell.
Mr. Chair, Senator Rarick, this came from the Ascendium Foundation, which was a student loan funder, and that money is no longer available to be, we cannot reapply for that funding.
Senator Rarick, thank you so much. Any other questions for members? Seeing none, any final comments, Senator Verbaeten?
No, Mr. Chair, but I look forward to this bill going to the Judiciary Committee.
Senator Verbaeten moves that Senate File 3667, as amended, be recommended to pass and re-referred to the Committee on Judiciary and Public Safety, Finance, and Policy. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Those opposed? The bill as amended is recommended to pass and re-referred to the Judiciary Committee. And with no further business, we are adjourned. Thank you.